Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass.
Thank you, Macca. Macca, a couple of weeks ago, the Victorian government announced that it's going to establish Victoria's first Commissioner for Gender Equality. And to talk to us about that, we have Minister Gabrielle Williams, who's the Minister for Women, Prevention of Family Violence and Aboriginal Affairs, and also the member for Dandenong. Got that right. Good morning to you, Minister.
And good morning, Tass and Macca. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you on the airwaves. And I was actually saying just before we started the show this morning that the last time we spoke with you on air, you were a parliamentary secretary.
Yeah.
Oh, haven't we spoken since I've been in the ministry?
No.
Been a long time.
Well, congratulations on joining the ministry. And we hope that there are plenty of other occasions on which you can join us on air for a discussion about a range of good things that you're working on.
Absolutely. I love being on the show.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, we hear that you're about to establish the very first ever Commissioner for Gender in Victoria, gender equality in Victoria. Tell us why you're doing that.
Well, this comes on the back of the passing of an Australian first piece of legislation, the Gender Equality Act, which is very unique, not just in Australia, I should say. It's very unique globally. We're one of only four jurisdictions in the world to have this legislation, which essentially requires the public sector, it covers public sector organisations, to proactively drive gender inequality in our workforce, in our public sector workforce, but also to apply a gender lens in the policy programs and services that are run through those organisations, through those workforces. So the Gender Equality Commissioner is a role that effectively provides independent oversight of that act to ensure that our public sector bodies are meeting the requirements under that act, and so that we are effectively driving better gender equality outcomes across our state.
So, Minister, it's Macca here. Obviously, we know that we have the fantastic Ro Allen as the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality.
Absolutely.
How you've described it is, I now understand the difference, because I was thinking, there's going to be a little bit of a territory dispute, but there won't be, because this new Commissioner of Gender is actually about ensuring that the public sector is across the issues and driving that change and helping implement the policies, as opposed to outside the public sector, which is where
that's right. And really, the focus of the act, I mean, the purpose of the act and the motivation for it was really a recognition that for decades now we've seen the dial not shifting on a series of measures of inequality, and that inherent within that recognition was the fact that we needed to do things differently. We've had a persistent gender pay gap in our public sector and, of course, across the board in both Victoria and across Australia as well, in all workforces. We've had issues of workforce participation among women. We know that women tend to be concentrated in lower paid areas of our workforce, and these things aren't really changing organically. So really this was an exercise in leading by example and putting our money where our mouth is and recognising the fact that we have a very large workforce in our public sector workforce that accounts for about 11% of the overall Victorian workforce, and that we really needed to be getting it right in our own backyard. But through that, being able to extend those benefits to community through making sure that we were applying that lens to the programs and policies and services that we offer. You know, government touches people's lives in so many different ways, so we need to be making sure that our impact is driving change where change needs to occur.
you're speaking to are two very passionate advocates of equality. So you have absolutely we absolutely support this initiative, and I see it as being a very good initiative. What's been the reception to this proposal?
Look, overwhelmingly, it's been really positive. I think there's increasingly a recognition that more equal workplaces, have benefits for everybody. And by that I mean, you know, enormous economic benefits, also enormous social benefits. And part of the interesting sort of conversations that have developed around this have actually been with men and about men to say this is also about ensuring that men are able to avail themselves of many things that enable them to, for example, spend more time with their children, to take up more of the caring responsibilities at home. For example, we know that there is enormous stigma attached to parental leave and sorts of carers leave for men, and that still exists in our workforces today. We hear that all the time from men talking about the reactions they get when they go and make a request for that kind of leave. Well, we want to break that down as well. We want to break down these traditional notions, these, you know, stereotypes of gender, to make sure that we're, through building more equal workplaces, also building more equal homes and a more equal society.
Now, the expressions of interest, if I understand it, for this role have closed, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
So there's
a very competitive field, I'm told.
Okay, so there's, you know, there's a...
Who gets to decide?
Yeah, who, do you end up with a little list minister and go, okay, I'll have a look at that one.
Look, it'll go through a fairly extensive process through a recruiter that we've got, and ultimately the decision will come to me, but it's a fairly lengthy and detailed process. We're obviously keen to make sure we get the right candidate. We're hoping to have that candidate on board by October, but obviously that's dependent on ensuring that we've got the right person for what's a very unique and challenging job.
Sounds wonderful. We often have Ro Allen. In fact, we've got Ro Allen scheduled to join us in the studio later on this morning.
Oh, brilliant.
Are we able to engage with the new Gender Equality Commissioner? Will they be able to have external and public appearances, or are they confined to working within the bureaucracy?
No, look, I expect that they will be able to discuss their work. I mean, so much of the function too is an educative function, in terms of working with public sector bodies to improve outcomes, doing that through a very solid evidence base. And so I think it's actually very valuable for whoever should fill that role to be talking about that work and making sure that through this exercise that we are ensuring the benefits of this are extended to the broader community as well.
I'm sure you've thought about this, Minister, but when most people think about gender equality, they think about women's rights, but the term gender is much broader than that. It actually is.
Yeah.
It does actually include people who would be gender diverse, I assume.
Absolutely.
Can you just talk to us a bit about what some of the thinking and what are some of the issues that you've actually found that might underpin and support having this sort of position?
Yeah. Look, when we were developing this piece of legislation and all the policies that accompany it. That reality that the layers to identity that we all bring was a really strong feature of our thinking behind it. And so you'll notice, not that I would expect anyone to be going out and reading the Act, but it was quite deliberately uses non-binary language. It does not define gender within the Act, and quite deliberately so that it can be flexible and reflect contemporary understandings of gender. But also within the Act itself, and I think this is enormously important, it embeds an intersectional lens. It encourages public sector organisations to consider how different layers of a person's identity impact on their experience at work and informing their policies and programs and services and the way they run their own workplaces to have consideration of that. And I think this is really about creating inclusive environments. I think that should be something that we embed in everything we do as a government, and I'm very proud of the fact that that's a feature of this Act, and really keen to see how that develops too and how that can improve our operation as a government.
I'm also very interested in this notion that the definition or the understanding of gender can change. What's the sort of current understanding of what gender means?
Look, I think in recent years, you know, my perception, and I suppose, you know, different parts of our community are in different levels of understanding. I think we probably all appreciate that. But I feel that in recent times, our understanding of gender has shifted, that people understand it's not binary. I think increasingly there's a growing understanding of that, which I think it was important that that's also recognised within legislation like this and within our understanding in a policy landscape too, that we're framing and developing policy with that understanding as well. So I think understanding has definitely shifted, is my perception. I'd be really keen to hear whether you'd agree with that.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I personally do agree with you, and I think that, you know, in many ways, language reflects our culture and our values. And I think this notion that all of a sudden we have a different perception of what gender means really is a reflection of the changing nature of our society. So I think it's absolutely the right way to go. I think full marks. It's pretty brave in some respects, because I imagine there would be some hardline conservatives out there who would just say, you know, men are men and women are women and that's it.
Yeah, and you know, and the counter I often give to that is, well, that's not worked out well for a whole lot of people, has it? You know, despite the fact, you know, we have, you know, I've often given cause to say to people, you know, the same forces that serve to subjugate women also serve to make men deeply unhappy. And when you actually look at the layer beneath that, this kind of expectation, this binary expectation that we put on people and everything we attach to what that means you must be, has actually not served us very well. And it is time to change our understanding of
that's
that.
That's a great way to look at it. It's a very refreshing way to look at it.
Yeah.
Minister, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's been great to have you on the airwaves and great
thank
to
you.
Have you back in the Joy family, certainly at Saturday Magazine. We'd love to invite you back to the studio to talk about some of your other portfolios.
And with the new Gender Commissioner.
And of course.
Yeah.
Well, maybe even before then. You know, if we can relax the laws and get you in the studio, that'd be fabulous. But it would be great to talk about some of the work that you're doing, especially in the Aboriginal Affairs portfolio, especially in this time where the Black Lives Matter movement has actually gained so much steam.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
but leave that
really
for another day. Thank you for your time this morning, Minister.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
great
you
to be
for
able
having
to call,
me on.
It's great to be able to call you Minister as well. enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Thanks very much for having me on.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.